Despite the sluggish economy, at least one small town in the Finger Lakes has been seeing some promising signs of life in its downtown corridor. We get that story from WRVO's Sissel Overgaard.
5 years ago, Penyan's Main Street shopping area featured a lot of empty windows, 12 out of 50. Today, only two vacancies remain. Steve Griffin, who heads the Finger Lakes Economic Development Center, credits a few specific improvements, like a nearby redevelopment project and the opening of a downtown gallery. But he says it also has a lot to do with a change in attitude.
As people start talking more proactively, more positively about all the things that are going on, they start to believe it, they start to talk about it, as opposed to, oh, that can't ever work here. So that's happening, and people are buying into it, and they're going downtown.
Brian Whitney, who recently relocated his jewelry shop to Main Street, says it does seem like more people are making active decisions to shop locally.
They realize that it's a better thing for tax base, blah, blah, blah. Overall, it's just a better thing to keep money in town.
But Jim Long isn't quite ready to call it a boom. His bookstore has seen many ups and downs in its 45-year existence, and he says real growth depends on one thing, jobs.
And that's what we miss more than anything, are those jobs. The tourism is great, but on a consistent basis, we need more manufacturing jobs and that sort of thing.
Still, the change in Penyan has been significant enough to attract the attention of regional leaders, who recently asked local officials to share their experiences at a meeting of the New York State Economic Development Councils in Albany. In Penyan, Sissel Overgaard for WRVO News.